Just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Okay.
We were trying to remember the first line of that song last night. Slip a sable under the tree.
So, you know that thing with the headphones I just did?
I wasn't going to tell anybody.
That is so typical. Andrea is not visual spatial.
We're talking about the fact that one of her headphones looked like it was backwards, and she was panicking. Ernie, fix this. And she handed it to me so she could do something, and I just said, Andrea, look. And I took one finger
and flipped it over.
Flipped it the right way. It's like, hello.
So when I was in my 20s, I was living in Vegas with my best friend, and I had decided to buy a big person's bed. Like I'd been sleeping on my full size bed that I'd had since I was five, you know, and it was like 20 years old. So I decided to finally actually buy like a new bed. So I buy this beautiful queen size bed. My girlfriend and I go down and she helps me pick it out. And I spend like $800, which at the time I was in my 20s. That was a lot of money. And that was in the 90s. So, I mean, early 90s, that was a lot of money. And, Lori says to me, you want me to help you put it together? I'm like, no. Well, I actually, expletive, no, I can do it. I'm a big girl. You know, I can handle this. I spent literally an hour and 15 minutes trying to figure out how to get the frame together. And here's the part that was just completely stumping me. Okay, you know how the frames are like an L shape and you've got to put them together. Uh-huh. And there's that triangle bracket that goes around them to hold them together.
Right.
I couldn't figure out how to get the bracket on. And it took me an hour and 15 minutes. And finally, Lori walks in. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm trying to push it over the bars. And of course, it's not working. So she slides the two little bars apart. She slides the bracket on one end. She slides the two little bars together and then slides it over both of them. And I'm like, is that it?
Oh.
So with as smart as I am in many areas, visually, spatially, not my thing.
I've told you, my husband is amazingly brilliant when it comes to spatial relations.
Oh, God.
Like, he can take the back of his Suburban and he can put, I don't know, 1,200 tons of stuff in there that are all the size of a matchbox. And he can get everything that fits, you know, different size, different shapes. And he'll stand back and he'll look at it. And it's like a puzzle for him. And it just, and like, he'll lay everything out. And people get like, annoyed because it's taking time mm-hmm. for him to do this, and then all of a sudden he'll go, I got it, and pop 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 pop, it all just goes in and you go, holy smokes.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I'm just not good at that. I mean, visual spatial is just it's my challenge.
Well,
as evidenced by
obviously
the headphones.
Mine is not as challenged as you are, because that was just funny.
Anyway, good morning and welcome to It's a Paradox.
Good morning.
What's a paradox, Vicky?
So a paradox is a statement or belief contrary to public opinion.
Exactly. I'm going to figure out how to turn this around without having it fall over. Because I got to get on the computer this morning, right?
And we also like that a paradox is two docs in the studio.
Talking about health. But we're not going to start with health.
We're not?
No.
Where do we start with?
We're going to start with stupid criminal stories.
Oh, goody. Love that.
You know, anyway.
Anything, anything off?
Your
center.
Yeah. Your average, you know, burglar, thief kind of person is just not that smart. So listen to this. June 29th, I think this was last year, in Suffolk, Virginia. A spokeswoman for the city of Suffolk, Virginia, says a burglar accidentally took his own picture with a victim's cell phone while robbing an area home. City spokeswoman Debbie George said in a statement, police are looking for the individual captured in a photograph taken by a cell phone belonging to an area homeowner this month. George said it appeared the male suspect had been attempting to make a phone call during the break-in and accidentally captured his own image using the device's camera function.
Oops.
I've never accidentally taken a picture of myself while trying to make a phone call. Like, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Unidentified suspect fleed the scene, leaving the phone and its incriminating photo behind. So I actually don't know. There was $1,000 reward for tips leading to him, but there's no follow-up to let us know whether or not they found him.
Oh, darn.
Have you ever done that?
Robbed a house to take my picture accidentally? No.
How do you take a picture of yourself while you're making a phone call?
I don't think...
I just don't get it.
Well, you know, these droids have that button that you can hold down on the side and it will suddenly go to camera. But then you'd be not looking at the camera side.
Well, like I know the new iPhones, I think it's the 4Gs. Mm-hmm. You can, Ernie, do you have one of those? No, okay. So the new ones, you can hold it with the screen facing you and it'll take a picture either way. So it'll take a picture either with the, you know, anyway, I don't have one, but I've seen it.
All of the, all of these months, Ernie's voice has never been heard on the radio.
I know, no one knows what he sounds like.
And I think we should make it a challenge to have him just like one time mess up and say yes or no. Or
he won't do it.
I know.
We've tried.
He's really, really good at just shaking and nodding. And I know.
So anyway, I'm trying to find that other story. What'd you do this weekend, Vicki?
Oh, we went camping down in Newport Beach. We got to watch the lighting of the Christmas trees in the beach. It was beautiful.
Which beach?
Newport Bay.
Oh, you just said that.
It's not Newport Beach. It's Newport Bay, which is the back bay of Newport Beach.
Oh.
And had a party with Santa Claus.
The real one?
I'm sure.
Wow.
Do you know, it was really interesting because he came down for our personal party and the kids at the party. And
were your grandkids there?
No. I wish they were, but they weren't. So then after our party was over, he was walking back to his camper, because Santa has a camper, you know, and he was, and people were running out and stopping
Is it
him
a fifth
saying,
wheel?
Yeah, I don't know. So people were running out and stopping him saying, my kids saw you. Can you come in and talk to them? Because you can't.
Right. No,
like
once
said,
you see him.
You can't say, no, I'm not going to that side of the trailer camp.
Yeah. Once you dress up, that's it. You're done. It's like you just know that you're not getting back to wherever
it
you want to get
to. It took him 2 hours to get like three blocks. And you're getting notes. You guys are writing notes. That's not fair.
It's all business related.
Okay.
So he's telling me to stop using the computer. I'll mess up the recording.
Oh, stop using the computer. You'll mess up the recording.
So I get messages on Facebook quite a while, and I get texts and I get emails from people that either have known me for a long time or sometimes I get stuff from people I don't know at all. And it's obviously easier if I know you because we have a relationship already. But I get notes and emails all the time asking for advice on health and just stuff in general. Mm-hmm. It was kind of funny because about a week ago, the week of Thanksgiving, I got a message from a girlfriend of mine that I have not seen in a couple of years. We've been friends, well, since before I had Samantha, so it's been about 8 years. And she had basically said that in the last, you know, several years, her health has really gone downhill. And you'll know why I'm telling you the story when it's all said and done. So her health has really gone downhill. And so I started asking a couple questions. How much are you eating? You know, how much are you sleeping? What are you eating? Blah, blah, blah. And what I basically told her was, in light of what's been going on with her the last few months, her GI tract is really just completely whacked out. And she's got to come off the major allergens, which are wheat and dairy. And I want to put her on a supplement to heal it and, you know, some stuff that we have to do. So she made that change last week. It takes a little while to come off wheat and dairy because it's in everything and you sort of have to get your substitutions in the house. So she did it, and it was kind of funny because I get this message from her on Saturday saying she had purchased Bisquick's gluten-free pancake mix, and oh my goodness, they were so good. All right, so that's the message I get like at 8 in the morning. Literally 9:15, and that was on Facebook, 9:15, I get a text on my phone that says, oh my goodness, after the syrup, I'm in a coma. Now, you're going to laugh because you know it's coming, I'm sure. I knew as soon as she said it exactly what the issue was. So I said to her, okay, sweetie, what's in the syrup? Read the label to me. And then I said, ingredients label. And what I get back was a picture of the ingredients label.
And there's like 50
and
of them.
What it says is, you know, high fructose corn syrup, corn sugar, all this different stuff. And she goes, here, this is what's in it. And I texted her back and I said, sweetie, I know what's in your syrup. I'm trying to teach you something. And it was like, she's down in Fountain Valley, which is Orange County, right? Mm-hmm. I could hear the light bulb appear. It was just, I could see the light bulb appear. It was just that bright. And she's like, oh, I got it. And I said, you know,
she was in a sugar coma.
Yeah. So. It's a crappy lesson to learn. But when you come off those processed foods and then you get back on them, it's just, you know, so anyway, it was kind of funny because it was such an obvious, as soon as she said it, I knew exactly what had caused it. And I told her, I said, if you want to take control, you're going to have to be diligent about everything you put in your mouth for probably the next 2 years.
You know, I am
well
amazed.
For the rest of your life, but for the next 2 years to heal.
Once we did the crap in food show that we did, and I checked my pantry, and I threw out all of the things, and that have high fructose corn syrup in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that was amazing. That in and of itself. The barbecue sauce, the ketchup, the... Mm-hmm. And then, and actually last week on Dr.
Jam.
Oz, yeah, jam, jellies.
We went to Costco on, I guess, yesterday. My husband said, hey, you want to try the CPK barbecue sauce? And he grabbed it, picked it up, and he read the label. He goes, look, and it was all good stuff. So we grabbed it. We're going to try it. But it's hard to find commercial barbecue sauce that doesn't have high fructose
corn
syrup.
I'm getting a little surprised at Costco because the last few times I've gone, and I've actually gone down the snack aisle looking for healthy snacks and found some really good stuff. You know, like Trio bars. Do you know what those are? They have three kinds of nuts and three kinds of
I love those things.
Fruits. And, yeah, they're really good. And they're very, like, they're sweetened with honey. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. No, I eat them. I love those things.
Yeah. And there were, like, several things there that that we would actually say, hey, go for
it. Well, and their selection of organic food has increased tremendously.
And I've noticed a lot of the labels and stuff that they're using are very good.
Yeah.
Because I check labels all the time now.
We went to dinner at Outback on Friday. And Outback now has nutritional information on their menu. And I post on Facebook, dang, I did the other word, but I post on Facebook, they've got their nutritional information, dang. And Dr. Dave said to me, well, why dang? And I said, because now I can't in good conscience eat my favorite thing on the menu. And it's true. My favorite thing on the menu is their Mom's Chopped Steak with the garlic mashed potatoes. And I usually get like a side of steamed broccoli, but it comes in this really yummy mushroom, winey sauce, 1,800 calories.
Whoa.
I know. I was blown away.
Whoa.
So even half of it, which is what I normally do. I normally eat half and save the rest for the next day.
Food for me.
That's crazy.
You know who has really good steamed broccoli?
Who?
La Cabana out in Acton.
Oh.
Grilled broccoli.
Is that the one over on Soledad as you're heading south?
Yeah. It's grilled broccoli, and it has like garlic and hot pepper flakes on it.
Can we send him an invoice for the plug now?
Yeah. Let's get them as a sponsor, although I'm pretty sure their margaritas wouldn't fit in my program because, boy, those put me into a coma.
Yeah, I bet they do.
One margarita and I'm in a coma.
I hear music.
It's sort of interesting music.
Santa baby, I guess that's our clip. We'll be back in a bit.
Under the tree for me. Been an awful good.
Have you been in a fender bender? Did it dent your bumper? Any accident that hurts your car hurts your spine, and you should get your spine checked before you get your car checked. If you have headaches, neck pain, or back pain after a minor fender bender, come see me. I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I've helped thousands of people heal fast after minor accidents. Call me at 945-4441 to get your spine checked. Your spine and your body are more important than your car. Relief is just a call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
This is Monica Miles reporting live from the Ladies First Fitness and Spa in Lancaster. I just got done taking a tour of the place, and let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. 10,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment to help you achieve your personal goals. They offer tanning, facials, massages, waxing, teeth whitening, and so much more. Oh, there's a member now. Excuse me, miss. Miss?
Yes?
What is it that you like most about Ladies First?
Well, the name pretty much says it all. I love the fact that it's designed specifically for women, and they have so much to offer with this new larger location. I personally love their yoga and spinning classes. And of course, everything else they offer. It's like a one-stop shop for taking care of my health. Not to mention, my daughter loves going to their kids' club.
You heard it here first. Ladies First Fitness and Spa is a one-stop shop for taking care of your health. And if you bring in your current contract from any gym in the AV, Ladies First will match it without having to sign another contract. Just swing by their new location on 10th Street West and Avenue M. Or give them a call at 942-6496. That's 942-6496. Ladies First.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Lancaster Imaging has been in this community for over 25 years. Now we have completely remodeled our three facilities and are located within the same vicinity. Each has state-of-the-art, fast and efficient, high-tech radiology equipment. Along with our new team of specialty radiologists, we're able to serve your every diagnostic need. We accept most insurances, including Medi-Cal. We are here for you, providing above and beyond customer service. So ask your physician to send you to Lancaster Imaging for kind and gentle care with legendary impression. We guarantee it. What makes us different from other outpatient imaging facilities? We have combined healthcare with hospitality. So come see us or call for your next appointment. We are located near Lancaster Boulevard on 10th Street West. Our phone number is 661-945-5855. 661-945-5855. Or look us up online at radnet.com. Hope to see you soon.
News Talk 1380. Boom, 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 boom.
I know the words now. I could not think of the first line of this song to save my life.
Which is funny because isn't the first line of the song the title of the song?
Well, no, it's Santa Baby Put Disable Under the Tree.
Oh.
And I couldn't think of, I kept saying it's put a something under the tree.
Put a something under the tree. Did you do any Christmas shopping yet?
I got yours. That's it.
We started with the kids. We've gotten a few things done and then we got some stuff for like business people, but I got quite a bit of stuff to do.
That's because we went to a swap meet this weekend in Orange County.
Yay! I can't wait to get it.
You get a swap meet present.
Presents for me. So listen, I have news.
Don't get too excited about it. What, you've been waiting
I've been
to
waiting
announce
to tell. I've been waiting
news.
To announce the news. I've got news. So I absolutely love Dr. Shaver and everybody over at Allied Chiropractic. However, the folks over at Quartz Hill Family Chiropractic, who have been friends of mine for a while, made me an offer I can't refuse. And effective January 10th, I'm going to be joining them up there. And I'm just ridiculously, stupidly excited.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Ridiculously, stupidly excited. I doubt that.
Yeah, no, they're expanding. And so they need someone to take over up here. And
nice.
It's just a great fit as far as how we treat and what we do and personalities. And it's just... It just sort of fell into place.
Cool.
It fell into place so easily that clearly it's what I'm supposed to do.
Nice.
And yeah, I think they feel the same way too.
Very cool.
So that's effective January.
That's kind of exciting, huh?
It is exciting, yeah. It's also sort of scary.
Can I tell my news?
Yeah.
One of my old favorite clients is flying me to Denmark
You've
in
mentioned
January.
That before.
Have I?
I think so. I think you mentioned it last week on here.
Well, now it's a done deal.
Yay!
Tickets bought. I'm going.
All right. And this particular favorite old client of yours is also an old friend of mine.
I know.
Mine,
isn't that weird?
That's very cool.
In fact, you guys were reunited one day in my office.
Yeah, that was little bit weird, frankly.
Yeah, he walked out, and there you were, and he went, Andrea, and you said, Willie. And
yeah,
it was like,
that was a little strange, actually.
Whoa!
So, but anyway, it's all good.
Because you hadn't seen each other in like, I don't know, 20 years at
no,
that point.
No, 10 years. It'd been 10, at least 10.
Okay.
Well, the last time I'd seen him was,
I exaggerated.
The last time I'd seen him was 96, and that was in 2008. So 12 years.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about sleep today.
Oh. I know the feeling. Do you know chronic?
And you are sleeping well. You know, it took you a while to shift that.
Almost 2 years.
So what do you think was the cause of your sleep problems? Was it stress? Was it hormones? Was it hormones?
Oh, well,
I like the way you said that.
It started with chiropractic school. Mm-hmm. My classes start at 7 in the morning, and so I took a train to L.A. because there was no way I was going to battle traffic every day. I had a lot of studying to do. Mm-hmm. So my train left at 4:32 a.m. out of Palmdale. Actually, out of Acton, the Acton station. And so I was up at 3:30 in the morning. So that's really when my sleep issues started. So that would have been 1999. And so from 1999 to 2002, I got very little sleep because of school. My last 8 months when I was doing my internship, my schedule was a little different. I didn't start at 7, and I started catching up on sleep at that point. I graduated in August of 2002, but then in January of 2003, I was pregnant. So I had, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months of sleeping okay. And then once the kids came, that was it. It was like 4 years. I had two kids back to back. It was like 4 years of never. And my oldest daughter, she never slept more than like 20 minutes at a stretch for that first couple months. It was awful.
A lot of moms go into sleep distress, sleep disorder then, because somebody has to wake up when that baby cries, and women have that natural instinct.
Well, plus I was nursing. So it's really, and my whole theory was better for just one person in our house to be sleep deprived. Because if both of us, if my husband and I had both been sleep deprived, I mean, it was bad as it was. I can't even imagine what it would have been like for both of us to be cranky. But I kind of joked on Facebook this morning that I didn't, I mean, I'm very ADD. You know, my attention span is all over the place. My husband calls me a bumblebee. I'm all over the place. But I didn't really used to be that way. Like, I used to be much more linear and more able to focus until I had kids.
Now, see, I think I married the wrong husband first for having kids. I mean, I'm glad I married to the one I'm married to now.
Right.
But my first husband didn't have anything to do with the children until they were toddlers. He did, but he would play with them when they were babies and laughing. But, you know, he worked and he really didn't get up at night. He didn't diaper. He didn't do all those things.
Right.
Then, but now Jim, I have puppies with, and he's really good at helping take care of them.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, my husband didn't help much either, but that was a conscious choice that we made.
Right,
because
right.
my feeling was better for just one of us to be sleep deprived than both of us to be sleep deprived.
You know, I have to say my son Donnie and his wife Joy balance that pretty well. When one of them is exhausted, the other one does the work. And
right.
when the other one's exhausted, the other one does the work. And they switch back and forth pretty well.
Yeah, I don't actually have any numbers, but the number of people in the United States who are chronically sleep deprived is in the millions. I mean, and it's funny because people think, oh, I wake up after 5 hours and I feel great. And so they think they're not sleep deprived because they feel good. But they don't know that the reason they feel great is their system is pumping out the stress hormones,
right.
cortisol and adrenaline and epinephrine,
right.
to keep them functioning. And then they're probably also having coffee in the morning and stimulants and all these different things, eating a probably high-carb diet, you know, bagel and cream cheese for breakfast.
See, that would put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Right there.
It would totally crash me as well.
Any high-carbohydrate, although I can do fruit without a problem, but anything wheat or dairy – wheat or dairy are really bad for me. They put me to sleep.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this. The syrup puts me in a coma.
Well, yeah, it's all those things. Because real maple syrup is not that bad for you, actually.
I don't know. I've bought real maple syrup since we started that. I haven't tried it because there is no time when I want to go into a coma. So trying it is just,
yeah. We use maple syrup at least once a week at our house.
Yeah.
Because I'll make oat pancakes or, you know, stuff. Anyway, I did some research this morning, actually, and there are approximately 6 reasons for disrupted sleep that are not related to, like, lifestyle stuff.
Is puppies on them?
No, that to me is like a lifestyle thing. Things that are a lifestyle are, you know, staying up late to read, not a dark enough bedroom, too warm of a bedroom, babies in the house, puppies in the house, drinking too much water during the day, like that kind of stuff.
Drinking alcohol during the day.
Drinking
really
alcohol during the day, yeah,
sleep.
Absolutely.
So what'd you come up with?
So anyway, the disrupted sleep causes, the top 6 that are not related to lifestyle are, get this, number 1, poor diet.
I believe that.
And a diet high in simple carbohydrates or alcohol or, you know, that kind of thing will cause sleep disruptions. Drugs and alcohol is number 2. Inadequate exercise is number 3.
I believe that, too.
I believe that, too. Number 4, mood disorders. Depression, postpartum
which
depression.
Which are caused by the first 3.
Yeah. And then an inadequate sleep environment. To me, that's lifestyle. And then number 6 is prescription medications.
Surprise!
I know.
So really, if you focus on the first 3 of those,
you have so much control over them.
You really could shift that by yourself. Now, the prescription medications
may be affected by the first 3 as well.
Right. Yes, and could be taking less prescriptions. I get many people that come in that have sleep problems. And
me too.
I actually have a structured program for sleep, and I'll tell them if for any reason this doesn't work, then there's something else.
So what do you do?
Well, it starts with like a basic hypnosis session, which is relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's totally about relaxation and teaching your body again how to relax. And
I think we've forgotten how to do that in this country.
And then I send them home with a sleep CD that's a hypnosis session about
sleep.
I've
listened to that one.
And I coach them in their diet and starting to eat right, which is nothing different than I coach everyone else about eating right.
Right.
And I do tell them 3 milligrams of
melatonin.
Melatonin. Thank you. I was going to forget that for a moment. Melatonin. And only 3 milligrams, but you have to do 3 milligrams a half an hour before bedtime every day for 30 to 90 days. It's not just a quick fix. People think it's like a sleeping pill and you take it the first night. So then they quit taking it after 2 or 3 days because it didn't do anything. Melatonin has to build up in your body.
Over the age of 35, your melatonin levels drop anyway. Now, I have available to me a controlled release melatonin that is a little bit different than what you can get just, you know, at Whole Foods or whatever. And that's 5 milligrams. But because it's controlled release, it lasts all night. And that has made a world of difference. That and earplugs. I actually sleep all the way. I sleep like 8 or 9 hours now. It's amazing.
I know. When you were saying that, I was like, wow, that's quite a good change.
Well, and let's, I mean, this is something that I'm very familiar with. Because Dr. Vicky remembers in 2008, I was losing my hair. My whole system was so whacked out from not enough sleep and too much stress that even with a decent diet, I was losing my hair. I mean, my skin was just in bad shape. My energy was bad. And I was a little cranky.
Yeah, everything was really out of balance.
And I was a little cranky.
And you were an emotional mess.
Yeah. But not it's to, all better
you know,
now.
Not to criticize it. I totally see a difference.
Yeah. I ran into, when I first opened my very own practice, I subleased from another doctor, and you know them. And his office manager and I were pregnant at the same time, and I ran into her at Lemon Leaf last week. And it wasn't until after she left that I realized who she was, because my brain is just not firing on quite as many cylinders now that I have kids. But once she left, I realized who she was. But the thing she said to me, she's like, Dr. Mills, she goes, oh my God, I haven't seen you since you had Laura, you know. How are you? You look so healthy.
There
and
you
it was
go.
Kind of funny because that's I get that comment quite a bit now. Mm-hmm. Wow, you look so healthy. I'll take it.
I've just noticed it in things you've said, basically about what your kids have said and done, that before would have thrown you off of off of normal into I don't know some other zone, where now you're laughing about it.
Yeah.
Where before it would have bothered you.
Yeah.
And upset you.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, those of you who think that it's insurmountable and how are you ever going to fix it, you can fix it. But it takes dedication and it takes knowledge and it takes an absolute desire to fix it. So let's start with diet, shall we?
Yeah.
Do we ever feel like a broken record?
It's like, you know, almost every client that comes into my office, I have to start with that.
So, I don't know. Let's start with diet.
Diet.
You had mentioned tryptophan.
Foods that help you sleep. Tryptophan is a natural sleepiness thing.
And that would be why turkey makes you go to sleep.
Turkey. And if you combine turkey with the mashed potatoes,
that's
a knockout drug.
And the gravy.
We're not suggesting that you do that every night. But that's why after a big Thanksgiving dinner, you go to sleep.
Well, the other thing, too.
Or small things. For me, I'm very small Thanksgiving dinner, but I go to sleep.
The other thing, too, is because when you eat too much food, all the blood rushes to your GI tract, which makes less blood available for everything else.
Well, this little thing we pulled off the internet says tryptophan is a precursor of sleep-inducing substances serotonin and melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
This means tryptophan is the raw material that the brain uses to build these relaxing neurotransmitters. Making more tryptophan available, either by eating foods that contain the substance or seeing to it that tryptophan gets to the brain, will help you sleepy.
Well, and
become sleepy.
You'll notice it's a serotonin and melatonin. What do many of the depression drugs do? They're selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors to allow more serotonin in your brain to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So the melatonin and the serotonin work together. If you're sleep deprived, and actually this is one of the reasons my doctor thinks I ended up getting postpartum depression as badly as I did, because I got so little sleep, it messed up both of those for me.
That makes sense.
Which is why I was put on an SSRI, and it helped.
Right.
Right?
Right. And since I was – this comes from childhood. I remember my grandmother saying, if you're not sleeping well, eat an apple and drink a glass of milk at night.
Mm-hmm.
That those two things, and she said then, cause tryptophan.
Oh, interesting.
And I was little.
Yeah.
So I don't know how my grandma did that. She was just brilliant, I guess. But here are snooze foods, the foods that actually induce tryptophan. Do we have time? Okay. We have dairy products, cottage cheese, cheese, milk.
And I'm not a huge fan of dairy.
I'm not either.
I'm going to say that.
I'm not either. And in fact, those wouldn't be my best choices. Although,
the only dairy that I like, the non-fat Greek yogurt, I love that stuff. Good source of protein, good source of calcium.
It's a little high in calorie, but that's actually my snack of choice.
But you can get the 0% fat one, and that's decent.
Actually, as long as it doesn't have artificial sweeteners.
No. It's plain yogurt.
And then the next one is soy products.
Okay, soy milk
tofu,
instead of regular
soybeans
milk.
Soybeans and nuts. And however, soy, if you have thyroid issues, you're supposed to stay away from soy.
And it is an allergen, so there are some people who are allergic to it.
How about seafood?
Mm.
And some people are allergic to seafood.
I'm making cioppino tomorrow for dinner.
Meats, poultry, whole grains, beans, rice, hummus.
I just bought a big thing at Costco yesterday.
That's what I've been buying lately, too. Lentils. Hazelnuts, peanuts, eggs, sesame seeds, and sunflower seeds.
So the theme that I see with all of those is decent source of protein and decent source of healthy fat.
Yes. And look at it. The next, we're going to have to argue about this one because it says best bedtime snacks are foods that are high in carbohydrates and calcium, medium to low in protein, also make ideal sleep-inducing bedtime snacks. Some examples.
Oh, she's grimacing. You should see the face she's making.
I do not agree with any one of these. Apple pie and ice cream.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that.
That would give me a bellyache, and I'd be up all night. Whole grain cereal with milk. I would be okay with that, provided people aren't trying to lose weight, or if they are trying to lose weight, that serving of whole grain with milk is in their eating program.
I would say maybe the whole grain cereal with the Greek yogurt instead of milk.
I would say, yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's good, too, because it makes it crunchy. Hazelnuts and tofu.
That'd be okay.
Oatmeal and raisin cookies with a glass of milk.
Disagree.
I disagree, too. You know me. I'm not much for oatmeal in anything. Peanut butter sandwich. Ground sesame seeds. Oh, peanut butter sandwich with ground sesame seeds.
All right. Well, I hear music, so hold that thought. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, I'm not liking any one of those.
All right. We'll come back.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Michelle Bright, our top story. President Obama says compromise is the key when it comes to making sure taxes don't jump for the middle class in a few weeks.
We've got to make sure that we're coming up with compass.
Are you stressed? Is it causing headaches, affecting your sleep, making you feel lousy? How long will you suffer before you do something different? I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I used to be stressed and have headaches too. My headaches were so bad, I'd lie in the dark and cry, begging for some relief. I learned how to get rid of my headaches and have not had one in 7 years. Call me at 945-4441 if you'd like to get rid of your headaches and stress-related aches and pains too. Relief is just a phone call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
This is Monica Miles reporting live from the Ladies First Fitness and Spa in Lancaster. I just got done taking a tour of the place, and let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. 10,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment to help you achieve your personal goals. They offer tanning, facials, massages, waxing, teeth whitening, and so much more. Oh, there's a member now. Excuse me, miss. Miss?
Yes?
What is it that you like most about Ladies First?
Well, the name pretty much says it all. I love the fact that it's designed specifically for women, and they have so much to offer with this new larger location. I personally love their yoga and spinning classes. And of course, everything else they offer. It's like a one-stop shop for taking care of my health. Not to mention, my daughter loves going to their kids' club.
You heard it here first. Ladies First Fitness and Spa is a one-stop shop for taking care of your health. And if you bring in your current contract from any gym in the AV, Ladies First will match it without having to sign another contract. Just swing by their new location on 10th Street West and Avenue M, or give them a call at 942-6496. That's 942-6496. Ladies First.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Lancaster Imaging has been in this community for over 25 years. Now we have completely remodeled our 3 facilities and are located within the same vicinity. Each has state-of-the-art, fast and efficient, high-tech radiology equipment. Along with our new team of specialty radiologists, we're able to serve your every diagnostic need. We accept most insurances, including Medi-Cal. We are here for you, providing above and beyond customer service. So ask your physician to send you to Lancaster Imaging for kind and gentle care with legendary impression. We guarantee it. What makes us different from other outpatient imaging facilities? We have combined healthcare with hospitality. So come see us or call for your next appointment. We are located near Lancaster Boulevard on 10th Street West. Our phone number is 661-945-5855, 661-945-5855, or look us up online at radnet.com. Hope to see you soon.
So listen, we want to thank a couple people. First of all, we want to thank Ladies First. They've got a beautiful, huge facility over there at 10th Street West and Avenue M. So if you're a lady and you want to get fit, that's the place to go. And we really want to thank Lancaster Imaging as well for being sponsors of the show.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, they are. And if you want to call in and talk to us about anything, sleep or not, the number in the studio is 661-266-4420. That's 266-4420. Or you can always find us online and comment on our blog at www.the2docs.com. That's the number 2, docs, D-O-C-S.com.
Very good.
As in, it's a paradox, the 2 docs.
So we were going to rewrite these snacks.
Yes.
The best bedtime snacks are not what we just read off the internet.
So listen, your first one was what? Apple pie and ice cream. Now, I'd like to point out, and Ernie has a good point, apple pie and ice cream tastes really good, and of course it does. And it'd be a great dessert, okay? I mean, fruit desserts are always better than non-fruit desserts. However, he's like 30-something and works out all the time, and most people don't.
Right.
So his metabolism is probably going fast enough to burn that off, but for the average person...
Plus, he's not doing it every night.
No. And... So if you were to rewrite that one, I'd say apple slices with peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know?
Or apple slices with the Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
That would be a much better bedtime snack than apple pie and ice cream. And I'm saying apple and a dairy product like apple and milk if you're not lactose intolerant.
Or if you don't have a dairy allergy.
Right. Which we know a lot of people do, and they don't know it.
All right. So what was the next one? We'll just rewrite all these.
Whole grain cereal with milk.
And we already did that one. We said whole grain cereal with yogurt.
Yeah. Hazelnuts and tofu. We like that one. Oatmeal and raisin cookies and a glass of milk.
Okay. So.
I'm not into the oatmeal products or. And it's just because their nutritional level is so small. So then you combine it with sugar and flour, and it's like. A double whammy for your system. Should we skip that one? No, on that one,
I'm going to say peanut butter cookies made without flour.
Okay.
Because you can make a peanut butter cookie that has no flour. As you know, I'm gluten-free 80% of the time, so I make these. In fact, I can't keep them in the house because I'll eat them all. But it's basically, you know, peanut butter and sugar and baking powder and a little bit of salt and whatever, but there's no flour in it at all. So one little one of those with a little handful of raisins wouldn't be bad.
And then the other problem is that people won't eat one.
I know. I cannot keep them in the house because I'll eat them all. Seriously.
So you're really smart. You just don't keep them in the house.
Yeah, I just don't make them very often.
Duh. How logical is that?
I made them last, I don't know, 8 months ago. And I've been having a craving. I might have to make them this weekend.
Could be a good Christmas treat.
Maybe, yeah.
So then we have best dinners for sleep. Oh, this is, see, I don't agree with this one either. Pasta with Parmesan cheese. Mm. Nope.
No, I disagree.
Me too.
So, how would we redo that one?
I wouldn't do pasta at night.
Well, what you could do, though, is you could take spaghetti squash.
Okay.
And you could do that with Parmesan cheese or, like, with a meat sauce or meatballs, whatever. That would be a good, healthy carb in the form turkey of a vegetable. Yeah, turkey or, and then your protein. I have to tell you, last week on Thursday, I made a pastizio. And I made one for my family that was made with wheat. And then I made one for me that was made with spaghetti squash. And it was absolutely unbelievable. And my sister-in-law said she preferred the spaghetti squash one because after cooking the spaghetti squash first to get it into the little ribbons and then mixing it with all the pastizio stuff and baking it in the oven, it turned really sweet.
Okay, you're
going to
have to tell me, not being Italian, what's pastizio?
Oh, it's Greek. It's this Greek dish that is traditionally made with like elbow macaroni and a meat, like a ground meat mixture with tomato paste and allspice and cinnamon, and it's served in this bechamel type creamy sauce.
So is it a dessert?
No, it's a meal. It's a
meal.
Dinner.
Okay.
But I made mine without
it. Sounds good.
Pasta. It was really good.
You'll have to post the recipe.
There's pictures. There's pictures on Facebook.
Cool. I don't want a picture. I saw the picture. Doesn't tell me anything.
All right. I'll have to find a recipe.
Scrambled eggs and cheese is the next one. And I'm for dinner, I'd say scrambled eggs, no cheese.
Scrambled eggs and spinach.
And spinach, yeah. Tofu stir fry.
I'm okay with that.
Hummus with whole grain pita bread.
I'm okay with any stir fry, actually, with some sort of a lean protein.
Hummus with whole grain pita bread.
Yep. Or carrot sticks, or celery sticks,
yep,
or rice crackers.
Yep. Seafood pasta and cottage cheese.
Ew.
Yeah, no.
That's just a weird combination.
Didn't like that, yeah. Meat and poultry with veggies.
Yeah.
Tuna salad sandwich.
On whole grain bread, maybe.
Yeah. Sesame seeds sprinkled on salad with tuna chunks and whole wheat crackers.
That'd be a good dinner.
We changed that to rice crackers.
Yeah, that'd be a good dinner.
Yeah. And it does say lighter meals are more likely to give you a restful night's sleep. Heed the sleep wisdom, don't dine after 9.
I was reading something somewhere that was saying that when you eat fairly low calorie, because your body is not putting the energy towards digestion, it puts that energy towards repair and restoration instead. So that might be why a light meal at dinner helps you repair better when you're sleeping, because that is the main function of sleep, is to rest and repair your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I eat a heavy dinner, I can't settle in the evening.
Right.
I'm walking around, doing stuff, kind of not relaxing.
Yeah, no, I hear you. How do you turn your computer back on?
Just tap it. Or.
Or not.
Not.
Okay, so here, let's move on to something else.
There you go.
Okay. So here are some foods to avoid if you want to get a restful night's sleep. I think the first one is obvious, and that's coffee. Any caffeine, and then tea is number 2. Any caffeine later on in the afternoon is likely to keep you awake, especially after a certain age. And I think that's probably, it's different for everyone, but somewhere after your late mid-30s to early 40s, that'll start to affect you. I know I used to be able to drink coffee or tea at any time and not have any issues. Then the second one on the list is spicy foods. And this would be for people who are sensitive to spicy foods. I don't think this would affect me at all.
I have to watch spicy foods in the evening.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll be sitting up in bed with indigestion.
Oh, see, that doesn't do anything to me. Okay. Cola and chocolate, I think, again, both of those is probably because of the caffeine.
Either one at night just kind of grosses me out.
And then stimulant drugs. Hello. Okay, that one just seems so obvious to me. I'm not even sure why it's on the list.
Let's have a little cocaine in the evening and see if that keeps us up.
Now, alcohol, this is an interesting one because many people think that alcohol will help you sleep. And it will help you get to sleep. But what happens is it causes a blood sugar drop that is so severe that somewhere between 2 or 3 in the morning, you're going to wake up because your body is trying to get your blood sugar up. And one of the ways it does that is to secrete the stress hormones.
Yep.
So that's why when you have one glass of wine too many in the evening, you're awake at 2 in the morning and you're wondering why you can't get
and
back to sleep.
And usually with a headache.
Yes.
Because your blood sugar is low.
Right. And this is interesting because we talked about that on the smoking one. Uh-huh. Where so many of the withdrawal symptoms people think are withdrawal from nicotine. It's not.
Really,
it's blood,
blood sugar
issues.
Hypoglycemia, yeah.
And then here, the next food to avoid, refined carbohydrates. It's basically what Dr. Vicky and I have been saying. Additives and preservatives and then non-organic foods containing pesticides. These three, I love that they're on this list.
Okay.
That's what we say probably every show.
Additives. High fructose corn syrup, corn sugar,
MSG.
Dextrose, MSG, maltodextrin, all that kind of stuff.
And MSG is hidden in there as
hydrolyzed wheat protein.
Yeah. Any hydrolyzed protein, any autolyzed protein.
Yeah.
And
natural flavoring.
Natural flavoring.
Is usually MSG.
Yeah.
So
sad but true.
The non-organic foods containing pesticides, here's the reason I think those are important. The pesticides in our food supply have estrogen-like properties on the body. And when you have too much estrogen in the body, it will create an estrogen and progesterone imbalance. Uh-huh. And progesterone is the hormone, one of the hormones, that is also related to sleep. So progesterone for women is one of the feel-good hormones. And women who have too much estrogen in relation to their progesterone will be kind of on edge and a little cranky. And many doctors now are starting to prescribe bioidentical progesterone to help combat this. Because it's not that their bodies aren't making enough. It's that they have too much estrogen because they're overweight and they're getting it in their foods.
And you said women, but men after a certain age, and I'm going to guess 45 to 50, testosterone is isomerized in the body, turning it into estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going to just describe a body type. That's why you see all these older men who have big bellies, not necessarily beer guts, because
right.
some of them it's not, and man boobs.
Yeah.
Is that they've got too much estrogen in their body. Another sign of that is the little skin tags.
Right.
They look like little moles.
Right.
Those are all... Yeah, I don't know how to describe them other than that, but that's very true.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So they and may also that, need progesterone.
That person also is going to have blood sugar issues that may or may not show up on a standard blood test. It will show up in their hemoglobin 1AC if they were someone were to actually check that, but it will not show up on like a standard normal insulin glucose test.
Really? That which interests me because what the medical definition of that now is pre-diabetic.
Yes.
Which to me is a made up diagnosis. It doesn't exist. If you're pre-diabetic, it means you're eating like crap.
Yeah, and your body's trying to handle it, and it's doing sort of a piss poor job of it.
Yeah, so just start eating right, and then you're not pre anything.
Yeah. So other bad foods for nighttime, canned foods or any source of toxicity or heavy metals, and then obviously sugary foods.
Wow.
So, and then avoid cigarettes and tobacco.
Look, it says monosodium glutamate there on that list.
Music already?
Wow.
Really? Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a bit.
Are you stressed? Is it causing headaches, affecting your sleep, making you feel lousy? How long will you suffer before you do something different? I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I used to be stressed and have headaches too. My headaches were so bad, I'd lie in the dark and cry, begging for some relief. I learned how to get rid of my headaches and have not had one in 7 years. Call me at 945-4441 if you'd like to get rid of your headaches and stress-related aches and pains too. Relief is just a phone call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Okay, apparently we have 4 minutes left. I'm trying to figure out where my hour went because we only talked about like a fraction of the stuff that I wanted to talk about today.
Okay, but one of the things that we wanted to talk about was restless leg syndrome, and that's a big one when it comes to people trying to sleep.
Yes.
And that comes from usually?
Well, oftentimes it's a food allergy that's undiagnosed. I know, and I'm talking from personal experience and then experience with patients here. When I have too much wheat, my legs twitch just like restless leg syndrome. It's that whole, like, I can't get comfortable. I feel like there's creepy crawlies. They're twitching. I mean, it's just very uncomfortable. And if I don't eat wheat, it doesn't happen. So I've, over the years, pinpointed it to that. It is absolutely, I eat wheat, my legs twitch.
Now, I will say that the only time I've ever had that was when I took a Tylenol PM. And I've done that twice in my life. And it, like, it's right when it came out. Tylenol PM, I think. And I was in Aikido, 4 hours of Aikido nonstop, and I had sore muscles.
Right.
So I took a Tylenol PM thinking it was going to help me sleep. And I had restless legs and I was up pacing, literally pacing.
That's uncomfortable.
For 4 or 5 hours. And then fast forward maybe 3 to 5 years later, and I've been working out really hard, got sore muscles, and I'm like going, okay, what do I do? Oh, Jim has this Tylenol PM in the cabinet, which is the same bottle of Tylenol PM from before. Nobody's used it.
Uh-huh.
And I took it again and was jumping out of bed.
The other thing, too, with restless leg syndrome type symptoms is it could also be electrolyte imbalances. And your electrolytes are things like your potassium and calcium and, you know, magnesium and salt, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then sleep apnea is another huge one. And sleep apnea and I think snoring are related to each other because often as you get older and the muscles in your throat start to weaken, that's when you start to have snoring issues and it can get bad enough where you do stop breathing. And so sleep apnea is when you stop breathing multiple times during a period of...
And it's interesting because I have many, many clients that have had complained of sleep apnea and they come in and they, in a hypnosis session, don't have that.
Oh, interesting.
It's like it doesn't happen in a hypnosis. Because they'll warn me. I have sleep apnea, you know.
Right.
And I'll say, well, the worst that could happen is it'll pull you out of trance. And
right.
They don't have it.
Oh, interesting.
So, hence, you know, the sleep CD helps them a lot.
Yeah. And the effects of lack of sleep are really important. So we need to cover this really quickly. If you are not getting enough sleep, and enough sleep is defined as 7 or 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep a night. If you're getting any less than 7 of uninterrupted sleep a night, you are sleep deprived. Lack of sleep causes physical stress on the body, putting people at a higher risk for diabetes, heart attack, heart disease, high blood pressure, obesity, and stroke. Then mental effects are difficulty concentrating, memory lapsing, difficulty performing small tasks, and it's associated with accelerated aging. So if you're not looking, there's a reason they call it beauty sleep. If you feel like you're looking older than you should be, maybe take a look at your sleep habits. Yeah. Maybe you are aging. So anyway, I think we got to go. What do you got going on this week?
Just simple work. Nothing exciting this week.
I am I'm heading over to the new office tomorrow. Our office manager, Christina, is giving me a list of to-do things. So
cool.
Get started on that. Yeah.
Excited.
I am excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
So anyway, that's it for It's a Paradox today. I guess we'll see you next week.
I guess we're done.
Say goodbye, Vicki.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good week.
For me, been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney.